Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. And lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. That's free. We'll send that to you on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And then also, we have a poll question every week right there on the homepage. So check it out and tell us what you think. Nicole Galinas is our guest. G-E-L-I-N-A-S. Nicole Galinas. After the Fall is her book, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. I encourage you to check it out. It's an outstanding book, just out last year. Still very, very vital and important. Nicole is with the Manhattan Institute and City Journal. Nicole, you posted something to the Washington Times. One of your articles, I should say, was published in the Washington Times on what would Reagan do. And you compared some. You actually pointed out some things that very presumptuously that you thought President Obama could learn from President Reagan. Talk to us about some of those.
Sure. You know, one thing is monetary policy. The president doesn't directly control monetary policy. That's the job of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But Reagan made it very clear when he took office, in fact, his first week in office, that he would support Paul Volcker in breaking the back of the double-digit inflation that was plaguing the economy.
Right.
Without that, it might have taken a lot longer because markets might have thought the political process is not going to put up with this, with higher unemployment, with people not being able to borrow, with high interest rates, and so inflation will be back. And so they might have kept pricing inflation into their market decisions, which would have made Volcker's job a lot harder. But as soon as Reagan came out and said he would stand behind Volcker, the markets knew that they were serious.
And so the markets liked Reagan's jawboning, but they don't like Obama's jawboning too much, do they?
Well, the problem is with Obama and not just really Obama, but both parties in Congress when it comes to monetary policy, is people say, well, there's no inflation today, and so there's nothing comparable or similar. But that's not really true. We are using money and washing the system through with liquidity and 0% interest rates, you know, going on a couple of years now, to cover over big problems that are left in the financial system. These mortgages are still valued too highly. Housing prices still valued too highly. Commercial real estate, lots of refinancing, so lots of problems over the next couple of years.
To some degree, our real estate situation reminds me of the 90s in Japan.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know,
Because we've been putting off foreclosures, and those chickens are going to come home to roost, I'm afraid, this year.
Yeah, and I don't think I think it's actually good. The sooner it happens, the...
But it should have already happened, and we should have taken all of our medicine back then. This is like a death by a thousand cuts, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the housing market peaked almost 5 years ago, maybe April 2006. And so you're going on five years.
Right.
Had 5 years of economic difficulty. To people who were paying attention, things were not good in late 2006 and all of 2007. Financial crisis really started in very early 2007. And we've gone on since then in a sort of state of permanent crisis. And do people want another 5 years of that or another 10 years of that? If not, then you've got to clear these things off the banks. You've got to stop coddling the banks with 0% interest rates. And if you want to let some banks, big banks, take the risk of failure, if you want to recapitalize the banks again, make these decisions. But instead, we're just putting it off
right,
and hoping that too much money
and
paper.
Has Obama contributed to that?
Yeah. I mean, there's no political impetus from either Congress or the president on clearing this stuff off.
So you're saying that there's real value, there's real substance to the attitude of politicians.
Sure, and the Fed has a job of regulating financial institutions from the perspective of safety and soundness of the system. If you are a bank and you can't do foreclosures in a timely and legal and consistent manner, then you should be writing the principal of these mortgages down to take them out of the foreclosure process.
Right.
And the Fed has kind of ignored this, and the president has, and the Congress, too, has let them. And I haven't seen the Republican Congress talk very much about this.
Very interesting. It's the impact, folks, of politicians, their rhetoric, they don't realize, I think, their rhetoric can be for good or for ill. Nicole Galinas, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Nicole will be back. I promise you, folks, we're not going to do without her. Remember, her book is called After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. It's outstanding. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.